welcome to looking back at Gaul's history through the files of the Bunyip. And this week we're looking at Wednesday the 11th of February, and we're down in the Gaul Culture Heritage Centre, and I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. And we have Gary working away in the background and waving, and we have Jacinta very quietly working in the background. It never stops working here in this place. It's quite remarkable.
And it's a remarkable collection of history.
It really is. Yeah. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes. So, I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Destructive fire at Mr. Jonathan Roberts' homestead, Gawler River. An inquiry into the circumstances of the above took place on Wednesday, February the 9th, at Mr. Roberts' Gawler River, about 10 miles from Gawler, before Mr. T.O. Jones, J.P., and a respectable jury of 14 persons. So I was interested in this one. I looked it up. The fire happened on the 3rd of February. It's basically his stables that burned. It was 500 to 800 pounds worth of damage, uninsured. It wasn't insured. But the cause of the fire turned out it was the 11-year-old son of the housekeeper came home from school and went out and smoked cane behind the stables.
Cane.
Cane, yes. Not the word, but cane. So juvenile delinquency was alive and well back 150 years ago.
I think I told you the story about our house stack at Port Gawler that got burnt down.
No.
Dad and his two brothers and, you know, the family, yes. Like no one had kids, and put up a huge haystack of hay. And we went home after putting it up, apparently, and went back to Ditchy Gully. And as soon as Mum and Dad got home, there's a phone call from Auntie Betty, who still lived out there, and she said, "You better come back, the haystack's on fire." Mm-hmm. And it turned out that my three cousins, well, two of them climbed up on top, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't come down. And one of their brothers decided he was going to get them down, so he set the haystack on fire. And I never knew which of the boys it was until one day, a couple of years ago, I said to my cousin Charlie, who... Because I thought it was Michael who was the larrikin. I said, "Who was it that set the haystack on fire?" And he went the colour of Jacinta's jacket, you know, he went bright red and he looked ashamed and he said, "That was me." And for years afterwards, everyone in the CFS knew about the haystack fire that the kid had lit to get his siblings down. Oh, dear. So, things that happen.
Yeah, oh, things children do.
Got the piece of paper to read my bit. Mm-hmm. And we're back on fire with 100 years ago and bushfires. January and February this year has been notoriously a time of heavy fires all over Australia, as was to be expected in view of the prolonged dry period. Mm. Nothing's changed.
No, nothing at all. So, 50 years ago, classroom crises at Two Wells. Overcrowding at Two Wells Primary School reached critical proportions last week when 220 children turned up for the start of the new school year. The principal, Mr. Kay Lomax, said the school was hard-pressed in coping with only 190 students last year. The school is now being forced to use the library as a classroom. 220 children is quite a lot school, because the school I went to was only 300, and that was a big school.
What, 50 years ago in the 70s? Yeah. So, yeah, it was just starting to grow a little bit then, and it had a fairly good reputation. But, yeah, it's interesting, the library. So that would have, the old stone buildings.
Yes.
It would have been really pressed for space. Mm.
And only 220 in an out of five as well. So,
yeah. 25 years ago, Youth Arts Theatre in Gawler planned. Gawler Council could become home to the only government-funded youth arts centre between Grand Junction Road and Port Pirie as early as June this year. The Jumbuck Theatre Company is currently trying to negotiate funding from the South Australian Youth Arts Board to establish a base outside their current one at the Shedley Theatre in Elizabeth.
Didn't happen, unfortunately.
No, it didn't.
Would have been wonderful if it had.
No.
And then that was always a regret we had, that there was no youth theatre. But the youth space up now upstairs are doing a wonderful job of starting to initiate acting and film programs. They did a short film just recently. They're finally taking on that mantle, but it's taken this long. You know, it's 25 years, so we are now getting, thanks to our council support, to get some sort of youth arts happening. Lots of youth art up on display too in the cafe position. Area. So, 10 years ago, Sticky Beak. An injured magpie who was befriended by staff at a Lindock winery has undergone a unique operation to have a prosthetic beak attached. Magpie, as she is known, is a regular visitor at Lindock Hill, where staff noticed the top of her beak had been almost completely snapped off. General Manager Mark Creed said the bird became so popular with both staff and guests of the winery that a fundraising operation began to help fix her injured beak. That's a lovely story. I do love that story.
I wonder how the Maggie went, though.
Well, there's a picture.
I saw the picture there.
Yes, with the beak. Yes, it'd be interesting to see a follow-up story on how she did cope with that.
Yeah.
So we've started feeding our possums, talking of wildlife. Patrick came home Monday night, and there was one sitting on the bit of fence with a orange in its hand, nibbling the orange.
Oh, my gosh. You can't hate them, can you?
No, you can't. You just can't. Yeah, so that's it for this week.
That's it for this week. We'll speak to you next week.
Until next week, Kate.
For all life's signs.